Hey guys, I wanted to jump on here and get one last message out for 2025 before we go into 2026. And it's about, you know, there's this story that I heard about, not heard, I read in a book once, and it was about Hernan Cortez. And he was a explorer, actually a conquistador for Spain. And in 1519, he landed in Mexico. And the story is pretty well known, but what he did was he burned all his ships once they landed and said, we have no choice. We either beat the Aztec Empire and take over this land, or we die. Those are the two options. We don't have the choice of running back to our ships and going back to Spain. And that book years ago wasn't the first time I had heard that story, but that metaphor has been kind of transformed into life, business, things like that. So I think it's important, though, to really, especially in entrepreneurship, to really look at it that way, that you're burning the ships when you go all in on your business or whatever that is that you're trying to go for, your fitness goals. Whatever it is, you really do need to be intentional about burning the ships, because if you have those other options, especially when you're going into, you know, starting your own business, if you think, well, worst case is I can go back to doing this, or, you know, I can always do this. You know, of course you have options if your business doesn't work, but if you truly burn the ships and leave yourself having to be focused on actually working, making your business your only option. It's, you know, it's do or die. This is it for me. I really have to go all in. I do think it takes you to a whole nother level. And when I look back, you know, for myself, when Hill and I opened Maroa in 2012, I really, that's the attitude we had. Our attitude was, you know, she was stopping going to college. She was just 4 credit hours away from a bachelor's degree in biology. I was essentially kind of burning a bridge with my family and that business. And we were going all in. We had no choice but to make Maroa work, even though people thought that we were crazy, and realistically, a lot of the numbers didn't make total sense. We just knew we had to go all in. We had to give it our all. This was do or die for us. We're risking it all. We are putting it all on the line. We burned the ships, and that's what we went all in on. And I think that's what kind of pushed us to a different level of success. Once we were really all in on the idea and the business, we just worked so much harder on all those details that kind of go into running a restaurant, that we were able to actually push it over the edge and start to be successful, kind of not right out the gate, but, you know, 6 months to a year in, we started seeing some success and seeing, okay, this is what we need to keep working on. And we were truly, truly, truly all in on that business. And that's honestly the level of commitment it takes to be a true entrepreneur right now. I mean, really anytime, but especially now, you have to go all in on your business or what you're focusing on. And not just, like I said earlier, not just business, but your health, your marriage, your relationships. I mean, I think this analogy is perfect for marriage too. You truly have to, when you decide, okay, this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, you truly have to burn the ships of any past relationships, your exes, that stuff should be deleted from your phone. No contact. There's no, we're going to be friends with our exes, or really the opposite sex in general. I mean, Hill and I have that philosophy. I mean, we don't really have friends of the opposite sex that we would like go hang out with or anything. I mean, we have, you know, friends as far as, you know, I would consider somebody a friend of the opposite sex, but I would never go hang out with that person. I would never be alone with that person. And it's not that I don't trust that person or trust myself, but there's zero reason to open any door, crack any door to any possibility of a mistake. Why even put yourself in that position? And that's why I think you really have to burn those bridges. I mean, you are going all in, you're getting married. This is the one person. You put all your focus on your marriage and that one person, and you burn any of the potential bridges. And it's not just relationships. It can be strongholds of different types of addictions or anything like that, you really do have to be intentional about focusing on growing yourself and focusing on whether it's your business, your marriage, whatever that is. But you really do have to burn those ships and leave yourself no option. And like I said, especially when you get married, there is no other option. I think, in today's world and in society, people are okay with divorce. And it bothers me that people even think that it's an option. Because to me, when you get married, you're burning the ships, you're leaving no other options. I mean, that is your partner till death do you part, no matter what. And I think that obviously there are certain circumstances, abuse or somebody cheats, something like that. But at the end of the day, it shouldn't be any other reason besides those few things that you would ever, get a divorce. And I think right now in society, it's just considered okay, or more normal than it used to be. But if you are intentional about burning your past bridges and even your current ships, when you're going all in on something like your marriage and you have a common foundation, that's, Hill and I attribute our marital success to the fact that we are both of our foundation is in Christ, and our marriage, our foundation of our marriage is in Jesus. And we take that very serious, and we're always intentional about growing that, growing our marriage, fostering that. And even now that we've been married for over 13 years, we are still we're even more intentional now than we were 7, 8 years ago, 13 years ago. You get past that, the new love stage, and you really do have to be intentional. And at the end of the day, it is a choice. I mean, love is an emotion, but it's also a choice. I choose every single day to love Hill and give her my best and be the best version of myself for her. There are days that I don't do it to the best of my abilities. And, I always take that as a learning experience and trying to work on that. But, and she does the same for me. And that's why our marriage works so well. And this circles back around to the same with business. As long as you are intentional, you're continuing to work on your business and work on making it better and developing the people around you that are working on your team or in your business, you're going to be more successful. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be tempted in business or your marriage, things like that, to go off the path. And that's where I see entrepreneurs or people in marriages get in trouble, because they crack a door open to that coworker that starts giving them attention and their wife's not giving them attention. And that you just have to shut that door. That just can't be something. And it's the same with your business or being an entrepreneur. As soon as you start to get comfortable and you're like, oh, I'm successful now, I'm good, and I can take my foot off the gas, that's when it'll start to slip. And that just comes back to discipline and being focused and very intentional. Every ship has to truly, truly be burned. And with entrepreneurship, marriage, these things. And I think that, and for me, a big one is fitness in my diet. I'm very bad about, I can do something like 75 hard, stick to a strict diet for 75 days, then I'm off of it, and I just let myself kind of go. And that's like a battle I'm having even right now, is I'm not good about I'll just let myself have a cheat meal here and there. Well, that turns into every day I have a cheat meal, as opposed to if I'm 100% all in, I'm good, I can stay focused, I can stay disciplined, I've grown that muscle. So that's, that's something that I have to battle with. It's kind of my metaphor for cracking open the door to not focusing on the businesses. Or, if I wasn't to focus on my marriage, you have to be diligent. You have to be focused about closing that door off and truly working on what you're focused on working on, whatever that is. So as you're going into 2026, I've talked about discipline a lot, but really work on your discipline, work on where you want to grow, what goals you want to make, and then burning whatever ships, could potentially throw you off, make it to where you have no options but to succeed or to excel in your marriage, excel in those in that relationship, excel in your fitness. But make sure that you're intentional about burning those ships and really focusing on that growth.